So in this week's parsha, it says, "Ki yebucha evyon me'achad achacha be'achad she'arecha." If there will be a poor person from among your brothers in one of your gates, etc., lo sikpo tesurcha me'achicha evyon. You shouldn't skip your hand or make a jump over your brother, the poor person. So the Sifri, the halachic medrash on the pasuk says, "Achacha, your brother, means a half brother from your father's side. Me'achad achacha, from one of your brothers, refers to a half-brother from your mother's side." So it teaches you that if you have a paternal half-brother and a maternal half-brother, you have to give tzedakah to the paternal half-brother first. So what we're talking about here is that there's actually degrees or levels of precedence of who receives you, who to whom you have to give tzedakah first. So the pasuk says, if there's someone be'achad she'arecha, in one of your gates, so it teaches you that people in your city, you should give tzedakah before you give tzedakah to people from a different city. Be'artzecha, in your land, that's also from the pasuk, teaches us that the poor people of Eretz Yisrael are before the poor people of Chutz La'aretz. And we have, I found newspaper articles from the late 1940s they had food campaigns before they called them war victims, before they called them Holocaust survivors back then, who were still starving in Europe, and then for people in Eretz Yisrael in 1949 after Israel was formed, and Kesar Marav was one of the places in East Rogers Park where people were bringing their food to help them, these people. And even people who live in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Israel, we have to give them tzedakah, because it says, in a place that Hashem has given you, so wherever it is, even outside of Israel. And the Tanit Veliyo, the interesting medrash which some attribute to the Yeshiva of Eliyo Anavi, says there's a pasuk, spread your bread to a hungry person, and from your flesh do not skip. So this is talking about if you have food in your house, and you have an opportunity to give tzedakah from them to help others. So basically, it's saying. The idea of charity begins at home. So first, you should help out your father and your mother. If you still have more, you should help your brothers and your sisters. If you still have more, you should help other relatives. Then if you still have more, you should help people in your neighborhood. If you still have more, you should help people. So first, actually, your direct neighbors, and then people in your extended neighborhood. And then you should help other people. So we see that there is levels of precedence of who you help. And again, that's learned from Sukkim in this week's parasha.